We present Tony Hancock, Sidney James, Bill Kerr, and Kenneth Williams in
Hancock's Our Vault.
Hey, Pop, here's a letter from Sid James. I recognize the handwriting. Tell me. Pass some postage due. That's him, Sid. Hello? It's an invitation. Mrs. Hancock and Kerr. You are cordially invited to a party given by Sidney James and associates to celebrate the return of sexual wrestling. Evening dress, prison record up and all. Dancing to Buster Bertie in his Mayfair rock and roll.
Petrol wrestling, that's a funny thing to celebrate.
Not for Sid, not. Well, Sid, we've been waiting for something like this for years. Most of them haven't worked since the nylon shorty. Given a new house this has, they've got a brand new line of rackets about them. Makes me feel sick. People catching in on a national crisis.
We're not going then.
Of course we are. Please, banquet and the booze up. That'll be a mug. So, sniff down the repertory company, give this 10 bucks to the leading man, and tell him I want the tail back. Now, we're not putting metal with him, lad.
Bob, look at them.
All sideboards and shoulder pads. They've got no idea, have they? Hand-painted ties or evening dress. Not right, you know.
Still, the food's pretty good, though, isn't it?
It should be. They are just the lowest that we're taking it to the Russian embassy reception. No, thank you. No, thank you. No more caviar for me, mate. I've got a packet full here. I haven't touched it. Hang on, though. I'll have a handful of a packet of foie gras. Merci beaucoup.
Hey, Pat, you speak French pretty good, don't you?
Oh, oui. Oui. Oh, I can say so, oui, yes, dear. Yes, I picked it up during the war, you know. I was with the Free French ATS at all the shops. Dangerous years they were.
Pretty dangerous sitting amongst this mob.
Oh, no, just look at that big place over there. With all the labels shut.
Look at him.
Tastes like a sip of contemporary wallpaper.
I didn't know there was so many thrifts from London.
These aren't all of them. These are just the shop goods. This is the cream here, the sort of elected representative, so to speak. Each of these are here on behalf of about 50 men. See the little plaques in front of them, just like the United Nations, see? Bethnal Green pickpocketing allied workers. Latin faith breakers. Anarchist forging, engraving, and clerical workers. They're all here.
Well, it's this.
Place of honor. The chairman is here. He makes the speaker welcome and obnoxious to them.
Ladies and gentlemen,
very glad to see
your chairman is here.
Hey, 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 hey. Thank you. Mr. President, Mr. Commissioner, Your Worship, the Lords, ladies and gentlemen, we are assembled here tonight to celebrate the return of petrol rationing. Now, I'm sure we all agree this is the most heartening news we've had for many years. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, I'm optimistic that we will now make up for these terrible years in the wilderness. Years of plenty, no rationing, no black market, years of extreme hardship to all of us gathered here tonight.
Hey,
all right, then. For many years now, since the end of wartime rationing, many of us have had a scrape of living out of seasonal items like walnuts, pumped up oranges, turkey raised on outlying farms. Some of us have even had a soup as low as selling funny shaped balloons.
You forgot.
Do you mind?
Of course, we've been grateful for a few bright spots, cup finals, test matches, liberal arts concerts. And if we hadn't been for the Bolshoi Ballet, we'd have all been up the creek. Thank you, gentlemen. But now the tide is turned. Like a shaft of light, cutting through the bleak darkness comes petrol rationing. And it is with tears in my eyes and my heart bursting with happiness that I tell you that we can now look forward to a good 6 months figuring.
How did the speech go down among the boys last night?
A marvelous speech. I've heard nothing but praise. The vote of confidence in you was unanimous.
Good. We'll start operations immediately. Go out and buy up all the garden hoses you can find. List some petrol stations for the use of. Get all the spare cans and all the guns you can find and send the boys round the car park.
I'm getting hold of 2 petrol tankers which will be placed at strategic points ready to collect the day's stations, so to speak.
Supposing we get caught, sir.
I thought of that. We've got a lot of flood. If there's any trouble, we'll be in the clear.
I've got it all worked out. We want a highly respectable man who doesn't know what time it is.
And believe me, I know just the hubbub.
I don't mind telling you, Bill. I've never been so disgusted in my life.
What did she say?
I'm not talking about her. I don't mind you, but I'm referring to that terrible party last night. Reveling in the return of petrol rationing. Most unpatriotic. Well, I'm having nothing to do with any of them, I'll tell you that. Seen in my own guard defense medal this morning, I felt ashamed, I really did.
I say, Hancock, just a minute.
It's Mr. Hancock, if you don't mind.
Oh, all right, Mr. Hancock. If you don't want petrol ration book, you'd better get down to the post office with your log book.
What do you mean I'd better get down there? You're my secretary. I told you to see to it 3 days ago.
I received it, dear.
You in what?
Get in mine.
Listen, you get yours in your own time. I don't know why I pay you straight, I don't. You haven't done a thing for me since you started here.
I beg your pardon. I told your letters this morning.
Oh, they were my letters, were they? I thought you were talking to me in Polish. What the thing is that pork sausages? No wonder I can't get any work. Nobody can read the letters.
Don't you blame me if you're being out of work. I can't help that people don't think you're funny.
Now, don't think I'm funny. Well, let me tell you, my old lady.
Don't keep tickling in the nuts with your fingers.
I think fingers 2 foot long to reach two of them.
That's the home, isn't it?
So did my umbrella, didn't it? You go and get your own petrol cooker.
I will not.
Then you'll have to go without, won't you?
Yes. As it happens, I decided to do so anyway. Patriotic as I am and not wishing to increase the nation's burden, I have volunteered not to run my car at all, but to put it up on drop.
Where it's been for the last 3 years.
Where it's been for... No, that's not even legitimate. The roadworthy car, I could still pay in petrol for.
Only for the lamp. The rest of it runs on coke.
I know that. Nevertheless, it's still classed as a 2 horsepower vehicle. That's what I'm entitled to, half a gallon a month. Cut the pack now, supplementary, to visit the hospital.
To see who?
You, if I have any more lips.
Why don't you take your petrol ration and sell it? You could make a nice profit.
You've been going out with Sidney James again, haven't you? I'll do no such thing. I'm not dabbling in any black market dealings. And anybody who does ought to be stuck up from Tyburn Tree.
I couldn't agree more.
Oh, it's you, is it? I don't know how you got in, but I suppose there's a pane of glass missing out of the front door now.
Hello, Sidney, dear.
Hello, my little swan. Hancock, enjoyed a party last night? Disgusting. You ought to be thrown in the fire, the lot of you.
Oh, you mean a speech?
Yeah, well, I've had second thoughts about that. I woke up this morning with pangs of conscience.
What?
I thought to myself, Sidney, this is a far, far worse thing you do now than you have ever done.
You thought that?
Yeah, well, I twisted it a bit. The upshot is I've got a proposition to put to you.
No, I'm not interested in anything connected with the black market. I thought I'd made that quite clear.
This is nothing to do with the black market. I want to see that put paid to as much as you do. I've broken with all those nasty men. I've got a plan to stop all these fiddles.
Go on.
What? If the public had all the petrol they want, there wouldn't be any need for the black market, right? But then we're going to give them all the petrol they want, right? Right.
Now, wait a minute. You have me going here for a minute.
You can't give them all the petrol they want. There's a shortage.
Only of the stuff that comes through the canal. Not of the stuff that's made in England.
What stuff?
Our stuff. I'm making my own petrol.
What stuff?
Well, it's a secret formula that my chief analytical chemist, just Duke Charlie, discovered.
You can stop me, Sid. How do you make it?
Well, it's very complicated. You've got to have a scientific brain to understand it.
Well, speak up. I'm red up in the old town. Red up. Miss Pugh, look up my exchange of correspondence with Einstein.
But never let each other to mind their own business.
Have no fear, Sid. I'll follow you.
So, all right, then. Well, I'll put it simply. The formula is C12 plus HL times the square of alpha plus pi r squared over 9.2746 multiplied by the double fraction from the hydrochloric content, which is, of course, the root of 4H1 plus O15, times x to the power of 4 over 91.5.
Yes, that seems pretty foolproof.
Where do I come in? We need a place to sell it. Right back. And your front garden's right on the main road. Right back. So all we got to do is dig a big hole in the lawn, sink a tank, stuff some pumps up, and we're in business. Right wrong. I'm not in cars, so I've been willy-nilly over my Lucy.
How can you think of loop engine in a time of national crisis?
Sydney, I realize the seriousness of the situation, but trample on the loop engine, never.
You want to smash the black market, don't you?
Besides, Lupin says.
Oh. I can just see that petrol pump out there in the front garden. The glass dome on top, all lit up.
And cost extra. No, did I cut? And cost extra.
It's a flat IPA.
Yes. What about the Lupin?
What Lupin? Don't bother me.
I'm feeling a bit clearer now. Can I be the man with two heads who says, at Bangkok, that one?
Certainly you can.
All right. I'll do it. It's a deal.
Right, we'll get the lads in tomorrow and start digging.
Well done. All the Bangkok bang. Happy most of the Bangkok bang.
Recognize the old front garden, would you? Four pumps, cement, driving, just the job.
That was a good idea, assist for the driver in the blind corner with a brick wall right round the other side.
He doesn't miss a stick, I'll say, does he?
I had to put his foot down about the power repair racket, of course. Let him gag it glass all over the forecourt.
Not right. Bless my gun boots, that's something rotten.
Oh, there you are, Mr. Hancock. Well, I'm ready to start serving. Do you like my overall?
Yes, very smart. I wonder what had happened to my canteen too.
Well, I think we're all ready to open.
There's only one thing missing. We haven't got any petrol.
Oh, it'll be arrived at any time. Sid's gone to make some.
Right, Bill, we're all set. The garage is up and ready to start serving. How's the petrol situation? Bill coming in, Sid. The boys are cycling 1,400 gallons so far. I'm still waiting for number 3 unit to come in. They're working Whitehall and the Houses of Parliament. Should do very well there. They don't go short. All right, when the tank is filled right up, give us a nod and we'll drive it down to the garage.
Hello? Here we are. Here's the petrol.
Hey, Edson?
Yeah, open the valve. We'll pump it in.
Didn't take long to make that rock, did you?
Once you know the secret, it's dead easy.
Let's have a look at this stuff. I say, it looks just like real petrol, doesn't it?
Uncanny, isn't it?
It smells like it, too. It's amazing, it really is. The most of it should be very pleased with this, Sid. I suppose it's as good as the stuff they normally use, is it?
It's the same.
You've just got here in time, I'll tell you. I've had a cure most of here all morning. I told them we had no petrol. Three of them touched me on the nose and one drove his car over me. If the cement hadn't been wet, I should have had it.
Oh, well, you should be all right now. There's enough here to last you a month. Sell them as much as you like. As soon as you run out, give me a tinkle and we'll send another lot down.
Tell me more where this came from, him.
Yeah, never-ending supply. Good lad. This is the way to beat the black market, eh? How much are we charging? 12 and 6 per gallon.
That's a bit empty, isn't it?
Not for this stuff. It's very dangerous making this, you know. Only a lot of overhead. The cost from the fines that have got to be paid.
The what?
The fineries that have to be made.
Yes, of course, yes. Still, the motorists won't mind that. They should be grateful as much as they want. No coupons.
Yeah, well, I'll leave you to it. I'd better look back to the refinery and make some more. See ya. There goes a great man, William. It might well be that he saved the country.
Come it, the owl. Come it, the man.
Who said that?
I did. Why don't you listen when I'm talking to you?
Right, to work. Take down the no petrol sign, put this one up in its place. Coupon free petrol, as much as you want. Now, nail it up.
Right.
Market, you mark my words. That's the sort of thing Sid and I are fighting.
Yeah, but there's another bit in the paper here about a BOAC airline. It says it took off from London Airport going to New York, but it ran out of petrol as a shepherd's bush and had to turn back.
So what's that got to do with us?
Well, you remember that last car we served.
What about it?
It got 10 yards down the road and took off.
Did you? What, without warning? Didn't you even see you down there to the sunshine roof?
No, he just went straight up.
Still, I'm not surprised. He had a big mistake.
Yeah, but don't you think it's a bit suspicious?
No, of course not. It just shows you how powerful Kid Petrol is. When you say 12 and 6 a gallon, you're not nothing about it.
You just have to take the course. We'll have noticed that. No petrol served without a pilot's license. Now, don't bother. Get the bumps ready. Soon we'll be down with another one.
Turned our next round of petrol off to Hancock.
Yes, sir. And what a bit of luck we had. We didn't have to bother about starting in the north from the cars.
Huh?
No, we were doing the rounds last night. What did we see?
Well,
turning outside a cap on the Great North Road. A great big 3,000-gallon tanker. The driver was inside, held up by the fog.
Yeah.
So we jumped in and drove it off. Saved us a lot of trouble.
Well, that's marvelous. Drive it down to Hancock. Pop it into his tank and we'll get...
The other is the news. Last night, during thick fog on the Great North Road, stole a brewer's tanker containing 3,000 gallons of brown ale. Will anyone who can give any information please communicate with the chief constable?
Ah, here we are. Here's Chip with some more petrol.
Get some more than you got this.
Yeah, a lot of transport shortage. You gotta take what you can get.
Not one of ours. Let's pump it in.
Well, it's lost a funny color in it.
Probably got rusty at Dover, I think.
Yeah, so sure. Have you got the money from the last yet?
Yes,
£800.
All right, hand it over. There we are. Here's your cap.
Oh, yes. Oh, thank you very much. I didn't say 10
bucks. It's a patriotic duty on my part, sir.
All right, son, you've earned it. You're onto another one when you sold this lot.
Right, you are. But I'll give you a ring when we sold out. Send them all down.
Well, try and give us a bit more notice next time. We might have to try our Manchester refineries next. Getting a bit worked out in London.
The mineral deposits are not as great as in Seoul.
No, no.
Oh, well, of course, it goes up, hasn't it? We want to dig around in the open a bit. You find the cockroach. There's a ton of stuff down there.
Yeah, well, I'll look into it. See you later.
You ought to get a medal, that man.
I can't. Look, there's a police car coming along the road.
Yes, it's not going very fast, is it?
Well, that's not surprising. It's being pushed.
Hello? He's coming in here. Good morning, officer.
Good morning.
No wonder crime's on the increase.
Having trouble with the car?
No. I went back to the station to get me something, and somebody started all the decks along.
They don't care who they take it from, do they?
Oh, no. Nothing. We've got 25 police cars in this area, and none of them's got any petrol. We know as soon as they get something down and fall, and someone creeps up and sucks me out again. It makes me daft when you're a policeman.
But don't you ever see yourself?
No, they're too clever. I want you to listen to the radio. I lost 4 gallons in our five stores this morning. Can you let me have some petrol?
Certainly. How many do you want?
Well, I've only got enough coupons for 2 gallons.
Oh, you don't want to worry about coupons. We don't bother with them here.
Oh, don't you?
No, we serve anybody. Much as you like.
How much do you sell?
12 and 6 a gallon.
That's 66 above this price. I'm going to call this an inspector. Well, we've wiped him paying 15 bob.
Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. That's what comes to see them in the black market. 10 gallons all right.
Yes, please. And 2 gallons in the can, take out.
10 gallons it is.
Yes.
What?
That takes you to eight on
it. Hello, Danny. Never.
In pain? You'll be stopping all out of the car.
You're right. Of course, this is a new brand of petrol, you know, but it's taken. They put soap powder in it to clean out the engine at the same time.
Good idea. Yeah, what can I smell?
What smell?
Christmas. He's been very fresh when he comes back to see the pub town. He smells like brown eggs.
I wouldn't know. I'm a pineapple juice man myself.
There is the petrol.
It can't be.
Is he? Let's take it off. Ooh, that's him. You have a kiss.
Oh,
that's it. Find a couple of glasses.
Oh, no, no. This is depravity drinking petrol. You never know where it'll lead to. Well, I've heard about that. They finished up a metal polish and air cream.
Terrible state they're in. Ah, oh, don't be rotten. Get some glasses. Go on, I'll be up the station and get the legs on. We'll have a party.
No.
Here is the news. Last night, the drivers of 25 police cars were arrested on charges of drunken driving. Stop and Drive are investigating reports to the
effect. I can't understand it, Joe. See, that's been taking petrol down for 4 days now. He won't be bringing any more in. Haven't you read the papers? How many gang reports siphoning petrol out of parked cars in Regent Street last night? Making his own petrol, and you believed it all. He took you for a rot mug all the way along the line. I'm disgusting, that's my trouble. I only see the good in people. Sure, we haven't got so badly out of it. We've got a garage in a roaring day.
Oh, that's true. I've been flopping it ever since the word got round. Cars queuing up right down the street.
I know we'll make a fortune here. Hey, look at the time. It's 10:35. Right, come on.
I'm going to be out of it. Come on, get up. Go down to the ground, get on the other side. Now, come along. We let our lights break away. Beat up, beat.